Welcome to Dancin' Moon Songcast. I'm Scott Simpson, casting from Dancin' Moon Studio in Spearfish Canyon on the north end of the Black Hills of South Dakota, right on the banks of the Spearfish Creek. If you'd like to follow along, you can download a free PDF of my lyric book from scottsimpsonmusic.com/lyrics. And of course, you can find links to all my music there as well. So let's get casting and find out what song we're going to talk about this time. Well, this week on Dancin' Moon Songcast, we'll be listening to Do Not Rush the Dawn, originally the title song from the LP of the same name from 2014, Do Not Rush the Dawn, but also now on Being Human, the songs just came out in 2020. So we'll give a listen to Do Not Rush the Dawn and then talk a little bit about it on the other side.
Something's been asleep in me. Like filtered sun on the river rocks, like a quiet breeze almost still leaves, or the faint hint of wild past. Yeah. Oh, something's been asleep in me. What it is, oh, I do not ask, but I let it sleep and let it dream. Oh, let it dream. Do not rush the dawn. Something is the last rest. Tattered kites on the back porch shelves, like arguments worn down to tears, yeah. Empty pulpits and broken bells, oh. And something is the last rest. Birds are falling silent now. Beneath their wings, no hunger sings. No hunger sings. No, no. Do not rush the dawn, and I will close these eyes. Still my fear, let my heart grow wise. Our love draws near. Midnight makes the perfect mirror of this muddy and troubled pond. So do not rush the dawn. Do not rush the dawn. Do not rush. Something's been asleep in me, like filtered sun on the river rocks. Never let it sleep, let it dream. Rush the dawn, I will close these eyes. Still my fear, let my heart grow wise. And love draws near. Midnight makes the perfect mirror of this muddy rush the dawn. I will close these eyes. Still my fear, and my heart grow wise. this muddy, this troubled pond. So do not rush the dawn. Oh, do not rush the dawn. Do not rush the dawn. Do not rush the dawn. Yeah. Oh, something's been asleep in me.
Do not rush the dawn. So that is a song that is on the new album, Being Human, and the accompanying journal. So if that's a song that strikes you as one you want to revisit, might download that journal. You can get that, of course, at scottsimpsonmusic.com/being-human. You can download the free journal and do a little journaling on that. But we'll talk a little bit about it and explore some of what was behind this song. I wrote this, came out in 2014. I wrote it around that, in that same year. And I recall I wrote it at as a lot of these are have been written while I was in retreat at a camp in the Black Hills. But what I recall is that feeling when you first wake up in the morning and you don't open your eyes yet, you realize that you've managed to sleep in late enough that that the sun is up, but you haven't opened your eyes yet. So the way you know the sun is up is you see it kind of filtered through your eyelids. You feel that warmth. You feel there's a glow coming, as I recall, coming through the window, and you decide I'm going to leave my eyes closed. I'm just going to stay right here. I'm going to be in this moment. So there's that feeling. There's also the feeling when you wake up much earlier, long before the sun comes up. And you say, oh my goodness, what time is it? And you say, you either check the time or you decide, well, it's pretty dark out there. I'm going to let myself stay asleep. I'm not going to go rushing into the worries and the business and even the excitement and the frustration and whatever else this day has to bring me. I'm gonna take a few more moments to be right here, asleep, restful. And that's really what I think this is about, rest, being asleep. And I know right now in these times, there's a lot of stress right now with the coronavirus pandemic and it's difficult. It's difficult some nights to get to sleep. And it's difficult in the middle of the night because worries turn into bad dreams and stuff. It's hard to be restful even when you're asleep sometimes. And so this is kind of a plea to the universe. Let me stay asleep just for a little bit longer. I'll be ready in a little bit to take all this on, but right now I'm going to stay asleep. And I think part of it is not just avoidance. Some of it is the solutions that come often when we're not working too hard on finding solutions. We'll get to that in the lyrics. So we'll take a look at the lyrics now and then talk a little bit about the music. I've got some things to say about what I did here in this in arranging and mixing and getting to that final version of this song. So, but we'll take a look at the lyrics first. So we start out, "Something's been asleep in me. like filtered sun on the river rocks. I think those first couple of lines came from that feeling of having your eyes closed and the warm red glow of the sun just touching your eyelids, and you see it, but you're keeping the eyelids closed. It feels to me like those rocks that you'll see at the bottom of the river, and at the camp it was the Rapid Creek. Right here at my place we've got the Spearfish Creek. But you can see rocks down there on a bright sunny day. You see rocks down there at the bottom, and they're just kind of shimmering with some of the sun filtering through and some of the shadow filtering through. And it's that feeling, not full on brightness, but the day is sort of coming in gently, just coming in very gently. So that those first two lines came out of that feeling, like quiet breeze, almost still leaves, or the faint hint of wild posk. Wild posk, that's actually our state flower, I believe. It's a rose. It's a wild rose, and sometimes the right time of year you'll smell it. Just catch a whiff of it on the breeze, and you look around and say, "Oh, there must be some posk around here." But it's something faint, a hint of it, a quiet breeze, leaves that are almost completely still. They're fluttering just a little, like the aspens, fluttering just a little, but almost still. Something very gentle coming in. Oh, something's been asleep in me. What it is, I do not ask, but I let it sleep. Let it dream. Oh, let it dream. Do not rush the dawn. So in this moment of a hint of the day coming on, of waking slightly, there's this feeling of, I'm not going to jump into this. I'm going to let it sleep a little bit. I'm going to let it stay. I'm not going to rush the dawn. The day has enough. The day has enough to worry about, enough to do, enough to take on. In this moment, right here, I'm going to stay. I'm going to make the choice to stay restful. Restful, if not asleep. So move on to the next verse. Something is at last at rest, like tattered kites on the back porch shelves. I think about the kites I used to fly. I haven't flown any for a while, but I remember at some point storing kites, and maybe they were kites for my daughters, but kites on a back porch shelf. And when you see a kite up in the sky and it's just being tossed and pulled and tugged and it's moving and it's dancing and it's flying and it goes up and then it takes a nosedive and slams into the ground and it gets torn up, and it's energetic and it's exciting, but it's also dangerous and it gets tattered. When you see those tattered kites with their string kind of wrapped up, sitting on a shelf, you get a different sense. Here's something that normally is just being pushed and pulled and tattered and torn, and it's resting in its place on a shelf. And I gotta think that the kite, as much as the kite may love flying, I feel like if kites could think and feel, they might appreciate the times that they have on those shelves as well. And I question, do I appreciate that enough? Or am I just driven to get out there and do it? Get out there and do it. Jump into the fight. Next line. Like arguments worn down to tears. Have you ever done that? Had an argument and you're just absolutely dug on, you're right, and it just builds and builds and nobody's getting anywhere and you're right and they think they're right and we're just arguing and we don't come to resolution. We don't, nobody wins the argument. We don't say, oh, there we go, there's the answer. We just wear ourselves out with the arguing till all that's left is tears. Maybe that's what needs to happen sometimes. I don't have to win. I just have to realize that there's something dangerous and harmful in arguing and arguing and arguing. In always trying to win. Empty pulpits, broken bells. And both of these are little brief brief phrases that take me into a whole set of memories. But they all have the same thing to do with the same idea as the arguments. You know, we have arguments that go on and on and on until they're worn down to tears. We have pulpits that have sermons and sermons and sermon after sermon that finally, on an off Wednesday, or an off Tuesday, actually, they might have more sermons on Wednesday in my church, but on an off Tuesday, they're empty. Nobody's trying to preach anything. Or broken bells. You know, bells, there are alarm bells. There are wake-up bells. There are dinner time bells. There are wedding bells. There are funeral bells. There are bells that tell us this and that and the other thing that's going on. And when they're broken, they're not telling us anything. Now, bells are beautiful. Bells are wonderful, but there's something about silence that's beautiful as well. There's a paradox here. There's a paradox here. All the things that we are drawn to do, that we are driven to do, that we even think are wonderful and good and productive, and at some point they need to stop. They just need to stop. Something is at last at rest. Birds have fallen silent now. Beneath their wings, no hunger sings. No hunger sings. Oh, do not rush the dawn. Even a mother bird, as beautiful as it is, for her to have those new hatchlings under her wings. And as driven as she is to go out and find the food to bring back to the nest. How lovely it must be, in a way, how lovely it must be when there's no hunger under her wings. No hunger crying out. No nagging, tugging. Just her own quiet rest. So that's what this song is about. It's about that quiet rest. It's not about the evils of doing and being and getting out there and taking on the world. It's not about that. So don't take this in a this versus that way. It's about the loveliness that we sometimes overlook in our push to accomplish and to do the next thing. So we get into the chorus now. And I will close these eyes, still my fear. Let my heart grow wise. Love draws near. Midnight makes the perfect mirror of this muddy and troubled pond. So do not rush the dawn. 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 So what happens in the middle of the night? You know, during the day, I'm trying to solve everything, figure it all out, get it all done. I muddy up the pond. I stir it all up. There's no clear reflection. It's just all troubled waters. At night, in the restfulness and the sleep, midnight makes a perfect mirror. Smooth and calm. Clear reflection. I think about this a lot, and sometimes it's dreams that help, but sometimes it's just that still, clear, perfect mirror of night, of rest, that makes all the troubled noise of the day resolve itself somehow. So being able to stay there and appreciate that, be in that place of resolution, of calmness, and maybe somehow being able to find that place, even in the midst of the day, is part of what this is about. So the next, the rest of the song is a repeat, but this next set section, it goes almost a cappella. We get a little bit of a of a choir there. Something's been asleep in me, like filtered sun on the river rocks, but I let it sleep and let it dream. Oh, let it dream. Do not rush the dawn. And I will close these eyes, still my fear, let my heart grow wise. Love draws near. Midnight makes the perfect mirror of this muddy and troubled pond. So do not rush the dawn. And I will close my eyes, still my fear. Let my heart grow wise. Love draws near. Midnight makes the perfect mirror of this muddy and troubled pond. So do not rush the dawn. Do not rush the dawn. Do not rush the dawn. So I think... I think this is a sort of a reminder song. And right now, we've talked almost every episode the last several about social distancing, because I think it's on my mind a lot and it's on everyone's mind. But right now, we may feel a little restless. We're being forced to not do a lot of things. And so ironically, what that does is it draws us toward trying to do and do, find something to do, and then be frustrated because we can't do the things we'd like to be doing, but we'll do this other thing. And then we do it ad nauseum till we're sick of, you know, whatever it is you end up doing, playing a game on your phone or whatever it is. This is a reminder that we can just rest. And we can feel okay about that. And you know what? During this social distancing time, maybe you can just plan to take a warm afternoon nap and feel good about that. Feel good about what that does for your body and for your mind. And I'm not advocating against being productive during these times, but I am advocating against feeling guilty about not being more productive. That's not helpful, not helpful at all, and it's definitely not restful. So value those times of sleep, value those times of rest. I want to talk just a little bit about the music, the song itself. This is a song that was written on the guitar, and so when I started recording it, I laid down a guitar track first, acoustic guitar, and then I think I added in a bass line after that. And then I began to play around with the other instrumentation, a number of things coming from a keyboard, a piano piece that had there was a lot of reverb, but also some delay and a number of things, some echo effects, and then some other things like that. Some strings I started to put in. And then I realized, wow, I've got what wants to be a very restful song that's getting really full. And so, and this is one of the things that I think I have to remind myself of in arranging and recording, is that sometimes peeling away layers, peeling off layers, is what needs to happen, a little bit like sculpting. And so what happened then at the beginning and then later near the end of the song, in the part that kind of has the return to the chorus with kind of a almost a choir sound, I peeled out the main part of the song, the guitar and the bass, and was just left with that kind of that sound that was a combination of strings and some other layers that were keyboard based, and the piano, the echoing piano, and the vocals. And so that gave the whole song a dreamlike feeling that was just exactly what I was hoping to get. But it required peeling away elements of the song that were originally, as I wrote it, were originally part of it. Now, of course, they came back in. They come in, or that second verse, the guitar and the bass comes in, but prior to that, and then when we go into that quieter section near the end, we just get left with just almost the, it feels like the echoes and the light. The echoes and the light, the strings, the sound in the air, there's some chimes, and it feels like that light, that sun filtering through the creek down to the rocks. So hopefully that can give you something to be restful about. And as I said, this is one of the songs on the new Being Human, the Songs album. And you can download that free journal, and there's 20 songs on there, and some invitations, some prompts to invite you into doing some writing and writing down some of your own connections based on some of the listening that you do. There's also a Being Human Instrumentals that just came out as well, and a journal accompanying that one if you're wanting to just listen to instrumentals, 20 songs on that as well. So there we have it, Do Not Rush the Dawn, from 2014's Do Not Rush the Dawn, and from 2020's Being Human, the Songs. And I want to thank you again for joining me at Dancing Moon Songcast. We put one of these out every Friday. It's therapeutic and helpful for me to talk through this. I hope it's helpful to you as well, especially during these days when we're spending a lot of time at home. You need something interesting and stimulating to listen to. And also, I hope we've encouraged you to not have to have stimulation all the time. You can be restful, and you can feel good about what that does for you, for your mind, for your body, and for everything else. You can find all my music and all my lyrics at scottsimpsonmusic.com. Stream on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Amazon, iHeartRadio, anywhere else that you like to stream. And you can find this podcast, of course. Of course, you found it if you're listening to it, but it's there on Spotify, it's there on Apple and iTunes, and over at Podbean, which is my host for this. Hope your week is a wonderful one. I hope your rest is deep and rich, and I hope you don't rush into taking on the day too quickly. Be well.